It is 6:30 now in Indianapolis at 90.1 FM. A little bit of light rain down here in the downtown area at 16th and Meridian. 64 degrees at the moment. Time for our first look at the news now. And that, with that, here is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. A panel of Indiana policymakers met Thursday in the aftermath of what some are calling the most remarkable legislative session for education policy since the early 90s. The panel at the IU School of Education was one of the first chances the legislators have had to publicly debate the education overhaul since the session ended in April. Governor Mitch Daniels, Education Policy Director and the head of the Indiana Association of School Principals, joined two Republican and two Democratic state lawmakers on the panel. Democratic Representative Terry Gooden says it was helpful to debate the issues in public.
They wasn't there and able to hear the debate that took place on the House floor. So really, maybe this is just that third House session that these folks can kind of see the debate. And they saw the passion that went into the debate as well. And that was very important, I think. Probably one of the most important aspects of the forum.
But Gooden says he thought the forum wasn't necessarily helpful in bridging the gap between Republicans and Democrats, who might still be bitter about how the past session ended. Drug-free Marion County has announced nearly $450,000 in grants to address local alcohol, tobacco, and drug problems. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
Grants will be given to projects that focus on prevention and education, treatment and intervention, and justice and law enforcement. Grants that were awarded for this year supported, among other things, prevention programs for young people, recovery programs for the homeless, and education for incarcerated women. Drug-free Marion County Executive Director Randy Miller says issues like these get at the heart of reducing drug use in the area.
From my perspective, it's back to the old adage, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I think the more time, dollars, and efforts you put into effective evidence-based programs and services for prevention, the more over time we'll see some reductions in alcohol and drug use.
Programs and organizations that want to apply for the grants, which will be awarded for the year 2012, can participate in an informational meeting on Friday, July 15th. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Indiana's largest historic preservation group is putting money behind two local projects aimed at renovating historic buildings and finding new uses for them. Indiana Landmarks has awarded $3,500 to Main Street Greensburg to develop renovation and marketing plans for the southeastern Indiana city's historic former YMCA. The Tudor Revival and Craftsman-style building has been vacant since 2002. And historic Middletown will get $1,500 to fund the creation of a website and legal work to secure that group's nonprofit status. Historic Middletown was formed this year in the community northeast of Indianapolis. A solar technology company is moving its North American headquarters from Michigan to Northwest Indiana. Fronius USA will relocate in Portage, where it plans to lease manufacturing space and create up to 512 jobs by 2016. The Austria-based company plans to invest more than $26 million in the Portage plant, which officials say will help the company meet global demand for solar electronic converters. And the bankruptcy filing of the company making electric cars at a northern Indiana factory has the city's mayor worried about the venture's future. Elkhart Mayor Dick Moore says he learned Wednesday about the decision by Norway-based Think Global and that a company official had told the city that the factory there would not be affected. Think started initial production at the Elkhart factory last year, and the company planned for the business to have some 400 workers there by 2013. WFYI weather, today and tonight mostly cloudy. Today's high 72, overnight low 57. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 80 and a chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, high 81. Right now, light rain, 64 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. Coming up on 6:35, big night for the Pacers. They took a huge step.